After blowing a six-run lead, the Brewers walked off the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-8 on Tuesday night at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Isaac Collins won it with a walk-off sack fly in the ninth.
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, Bill had an amazing at-bat to start the inning off, and Yelly, you know, fought his butt off to get on base as well, and same with Vaughn, and, you know, just manufacturing a run, that was really the biggest thing. You know, any way we can, just we got to get one run. So that was a good inning all around.
Brewers bullpen running thin, Arizona scoring five times in the seventh and eighth to tie it at eight before the ninth inning heroics. Manager Pat Murphy on the bullpen concerns.
It's grave concern, like it is on most teams right now. That's why you can't overuse. You can't go three in a row at this time of year. You can't, you know, try to get more than you can. We've got a lot of guys that are we've been really conscious of. And that's why if you have eight in your bullpen and you trust them all, that's a really nice thing.
William Contreras and Bryce Terang both homered in the win. Brewers moved 6.5 in front of the Cubs in the Central. Chicago falling to the Giants 5-2 in San Francisco last night. The Packers reaching their initial 53-man roster on Tuesday. Mecole Hardman, Isaiah Simmons, and Corey Ballantyne among the players released. Running back Marshawn Lloyd and offensive lineman Jacob Monk are both injured reserve with a return designation. Teams can begin forming their 16-player practice squads today. Football Badgers open their season tomorrow night at home against Miami of Ohio. Quarterback Billy Edwards says it's a chance to show the fans their new offense.
You only get one opportunity for a first impression, and this is our first impression with a new OC, a new quarterback, a lot of new faces, this is a different Badgers program or Badgers football team than it was, you know, 8 months ago. So I do think it is a really good opportunity to show, you know, our first impression and kind of, you know, show some people what we've been working on the last 8 months.
In the Midwest League last night, Cedar Rapids blanked Beloit 2-0. Quad Cities down Wisconsin 5-1. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.